Amen. We sure hated to end that. Good singing. That was some wonderful singing, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you who have come to be with us on this occasion. I know some of you travel great distances, and we greatly appreciate the efforts every single one of you have made to be with us in this special service this morning. We are certainly here with much rejoicing together with you. And we certainly thank God for this occasion that we have this morning to be able to assemble for such an important reason. This is a historic occasion, but I would argue that each and every time the Lord's saints meet, it's a historic occasion. Every time that we meet in the Lord's service, the Lord hears that, and He writes it in His book of remembrance. We just came out of a Thanksgiving season, and when families get together, they start exchanging memories of times gone by. And don't you know, we've got some memories in the Lord's kingdom of all the wonderful times that we spent in the Lord's service among God's people that gives us a foretaste of what heaven is going to be like some sweet day. But this is more than just a historic occasion. What you are going to witness today and be a part of is something that we call church perpetuity. The church has been in existence ever since Jesus built the church. And He said in Matthew 16, upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. And since the gates of hell shall not prevail against her, that means God's church will be on earth somewhere. And not just on earth somewhere, but not just on an island by itself, but it has been a line of succession since Jesus and the apostles started at the beginning of the New Testament church. You know, if you think about that, that means that every church has that line of succession back to Jesus and the apostles. You know, if you have a map in the back of your Bible, it will trace the missionary journeys of Paul, and you'll see that the church continued going westward from Israel. It went into Europe and came into many places, France, Italy, all those places along the way. But it came to a very interesting place in Wales, a place called Olchon, O-L-C-H-O-N, in the Valley of Olchon. And that word Olchon actually means baptism or washing. And the church at Olchon actually has records back to the 6th century, way back. And they claim, that the Welsh historians say that they were meeting as early as the 1st century in the Valley of Olchon. And why that's interesting is there was a minister named Edward Whiteman who got put to death for what you and I are doing when we worship the Lord and what we believe. He was put to death, and his family traveled to America to escape the religious persecution. They came to a place called Rhode Island. Perhaps you've heard of it, the smallest state that we have. And at that time, Rhode Island was the only colony that had religious freedom. Now every state has that. And the first Baptist church was constituted in America in Rhode Island in the year 1638. And the interesting thing about that is there was a fight for the Baptists to find religious freedom here in this country. And we thank God for the efforts of men like Elder John Leland, a Baptist minister in the late 1700s, early 1800s, who was friends with James Madison, the architect of the U.S. Constitution. And there's actually a monument outside of Orange, Virginia, and some of our members have been there, where he met with John Leland and asked for the Baptist support of the Constitution, and he said, "We'll give it if you give us religious freedom." And religious freedom came into this country, and the church spread. And those that were in the early first church in Rhode Island, that was a church constituted with 12 people. 12 people constituted that first church. But it came down into North Carolina to a place called Sandy Creek. In Sandy Creek, North Carolina, there was a church constituted with 16 people. And according to Elder John Leland, that church constituted in 1755, over 1,000 churches came from that one church constitution. In Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and I believe even us today. Now, that's 16 people doing the work. I don't know what our numbers will be this morning exactly, But that work had a great impact, as I hope and pray that what we do this morning does the same. How the Baptists got to Mississippi in the 1780s, there were some folks came from South Carolina who were fleeing the difficulties caused by the American Revolutionary War. And they came to this place in the 1780s, and they faced persecution here for their beliefs. And there was a licentiate preacher, they didn't actually have an ordained minister with him, named Richard Curtis Jr., who was imprisoned for preaching the gospel. And he was going to be sent to Mexico to work in the silver mines unless he promised not to preach the gospel anymore. Now, he made that promise, but he couldn't keep that promise. And so they would meet and they would post guards outside the building. This happened in Mississippi, in our country. Thank God for what we don't have to deal with that our forefathers did. But the persecution got so bad with the Indians and the Spanish and everyone else that he actually had to go back to North Carolina to the Sandy Creek Association and was ordained there and came back in 1795 after the U.S. had made an agreement with the Spanish for this territory, and they constituted the first Baptist church in Mississippi at Coles Creek in Jefferson County called Salem. Now, Salem Primitive Baptist Church in Natchez, Mississippi comes from that first Baptist church constituted before this was even a territory, before it was even a state in 1817. And so we in the Amid Association benefit by Salem being in the Amid Association because we now have that perpetuity, and we certainly could trace it. And I could give you more history about how in the 1850s there was a split, and now we're Primitive Baptists, and before they were just Baptists, and going all that. But that's a lot of details, and we've got a lot of business ahead of us this morning that we need to get to. But suffice it to say, each one of you who come and make up this presbytery, you are bringing the history of your home church and everywhere you have been to this constitution. Union Primitive Baptist Church was constituted in 1887 with 18 charter members, and the folks who came to the Constitution from Mount Gilead, from New Bethel and Tylertown, Smyrna, and Plymouth attached their history to Union Primitive Baptist Church when they came. And all of you who are here will attach your history to this church constitution that we have before us today. And we can trace that, as I've already told you, back to the first church in Mississippi, back to the church in North Carolina, back to the first Baptist church in Rhode Island, back to the Valley of Ultron in Wales, back to the Savior and the apostles themselves. Now, I'm thankful to know all that, but what's more important to me is what the church stands for. Do we still stand for what Jesus and the apostles stood for that's recorded for us in the New Testament? That's what we are going to determine this morning. And that's the work that we have before us today. And we are so thankful that each and every one of you are here with us. Just to give you a little history on this group that is meeting, the first time we met was November 10th, 2019. I met with them on a Sunday night in a place that one of my coworkers provided, a kitchen, a lunchroom area of his church up in Madison, Mississippi. And I remember that night preaching from Psalm 127, verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it." And the question before us in that first meeting was, where would this go? What would it lead to? But whatever it led to, unless the Lord built the house, we would labor in vain that built it. I'm thankful we're to this point where we are this morning, but we are trusting in the Lord to build this house. COVID hit a few months later, and we stopped meeting, and that went on for a while until Brother Luke and his family came back in May of 2022. And then, that first meeting, we take for granted when we open the doors of the church. There's a church that you're opening the doors. That first meeting, I got to that point, and I said, "Wait a minute, what do I do here? What church's doors are we opening here?" And so Union voted to extend an arm to the group that was meeting there. We had counted, and there was several of our members that were living in the Jackson area, and that had bothered me for a while, you know, because I wanted them to have a place to worship, and the Lord does provide. And so in January of 2023, Brother Luke said that he felt led to go and take that back up, and they started meeting every Sunday morning since January of 2023. Until here we are today. And so that's a little history of this group. Those of you who have told me that you have never been to a church constitution before, I'll tell you, I haven't either. And so it's hard to be good at something that you hardly ever do. But just to kind of let you know about what's going to happen this morning, we are going to, as we do in the ordination service, Union is going to go into conference. And then we're going to form a presbytery. And that presbytery is going to examine the documents that we have from this fellowship group that is meeting, the church covenant, articles of faith, and rules of decorum. They're going to determine their soundness and vote on that. And then we're going to receive the letters of the ones who are wanting to be charter members of this group. And you know, after that happens, we will extend the right hand of fellowship. And like Solomon did in building the temple, once man goes as far as he can go, then you turn it over to the hands of the Lord. He offered a prayer of dedication at the temple, and the Lord filled the house. Now, we're going to go as far as we can go, and then we're going to have a dedication prayer and ask the Lord to build the church, fill the house. And then we're going to have someone preach the charge to this newly constituted church. And then they're going to go into conference for the very first time. And they're going to figure out who's going to be their moderator, who's going to be their clerk, who's going to be their treasurer, who's going to be deacons, who's going to be pastor. They're going to open the doors, and someone may join the very first conference that they have. But they're going to go through all that. So we have a lot of business to attend to. So we're going to get right into it. So Union Primitive Baptist Church may consider herself seated in conference to take care of the necessary business that comes before us. And we invite brothers and sisters of same faith and order to seat with us in council if called on. It is our custom here to always open conference by prayer. So at this time, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask Elder David Crawford if he would to come and lead us in prayer.
So glad you're here with us.
So thankful to be here this morning. Would you bow with me in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are full this morning. See the living promise of our Savior being lived out in front of us. He promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us, that He would walk among the seven golden candlesticks and hold the seven stars in His right hand until He come again. Father, we look back over the history of Your kingdom and cause in this world, and we see how the church has been hated and despised by the wicked world system in which she's lived. Satan has from time to time opened the gates of hell against her and would have devoured her and destroyed her millennia ago. But the great hero of the church, our blessed Redeemer, has been with us. And so we've come together this morning to acknowledge our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, He who has been appointed head over all things to the church. And we praise You and we honor You and we glory in Your greatness to sustain us and keep us to this good hour. And not only to keep us, Heavenly Father, but to grow us. And we're so thankful, Father, for the planting of Your own right hand in central Mississippi, that You and the kind hand of providence have brought together this faithful band of believers, which has been a blessing to my family over the past several years. They have come in and gone out and found pasture among those dear people there, under the sweet voice of the dear man that you have sent to them. Father, I want to thank you publicly for the ministry of that church already, for that sweet fellowship. Now blessed be the ties that bind our hearts in Christian love. May this cause go forward in that sweet place, in an environment of love and brotherly kindness. And may we, Father, be points of light, as you have been light in us. May we go forward in this dark world. We pray, gracious God, that you will bless every word, every deed here today, that it would be to the glory of, only to the glory of your great name. Well, we're thankful for all of those. Father, bless us together today to be able to do as the prophet called on us many years ago. Let us look upon Zion. We're so thankful, Lord, for that river that has sustained her and kept her. May we be refreshed together as we come today. We ask it all in Christ's lovely name and for our sake. And amen. Amen.
Appreciate that. But bless you.
The next item of conference is to inquire the peace of the church, union. Church answers in peace, for which we are thankful and we rejoice in. Next item is reference. Just going to let everyone know, this is where we take up the matter of the church constitution. Just for everyone's understanding, the church spokesman is Brother Danny Easley. And so I'm going to ask Brother Danny, did the church vote in conference to move forward with this church constitution?
Brother moderator, the spokesman of members here at Union Church, it's my honor and privilege to report that in our last conference this past Sunday, in a unanimous vote, we voted to move forward with this constitution, this new church. We feel like the Lord is leading them down this pathway, and that we'll always be with them.
Well said. Thank you, Brother Dean. All right. At this time, since we are moving forward, we are going to invite all ordained elders and deacons to assemble together to form the presbytery. We're asking the elders to sit over here and the deacons to sit over here. Now, you don't have to. That's just kind of our custom here, but I'm sure neither side will bite if someone doesn't sit in the right place. But please go ahead and come forward and help us to constitute this presbytery for this great work that we have before us. Just for a point of reference, Levi's not sitting in the presbytery. He's helping with the technology. We don't have room for everybody. So, all right. Brother Danny, I'll ask you, are you satisfied with the presbytery as a symbol?
We as members of Union Church are satisfied.
All right, thank you. First act of the presbytery, we're going to now go into the conference for the presbytery, is to elect one of its members to act as the moderator. Motion made and second. Any discussion? All's in favor say aye.
Aye.
All's opposed, same sign. Next item is to elect a clerk for the presbytery. I will mention Brother Seth is our church clerk here, and he would be a great candidate, but if someone's dying for the job, all right, motion made and seconded for Brother Seth to serve as the clerk. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right. At this time, it is time for us to determine who is going to deliver the charge to the newly constituted church. It's my understanding that there's a desire for Elder James Isaacs to serve, to preach the charge to the church. Is there any discussion, or we want to honor those wishes? Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right. Now, someone to offer the dedication prayer of the newly constituted church. It's my understanding that the request is for Elder Mark Quarles to do that. But what's the mind of the presbytery?
We honor that.
All right. Motion made and seconded for Elder Mark Quarles to prayer the dedication prayer. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay. Now the business before us is we're going to begin. We have handouts. This is for your convenience. We are going to go over the Articles of Faith, Church Covenant, Rules of Decorum. And so if y'all would pass those around. All right, so we're going to start with the Articles of Faith. I'm going to read them out loud, and if you will, follow along, and then we'll... Now, it says here, Cornerstone, that's not an official name yet. That will be later on today, so we will start calling them Cornerstone, but they can always change their name at their conference, but we'll stick with that for now for simplicity. Article number one, we believe in the one true and living God, and that the Father and the Son or Word, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are the one true and living God, eternal, immutable, and infinite in wisdom, power, justice, holiness, mercy, and truth. Scriptural references, Deuteronomy 6:4, Jeremiah 10:10, 1 Corinthians 8:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Timothy 1:17, 1 John 5:7, John 1:1, John 10:30, Matthew 28:19. Article 2. We believe that God created the heaven and the earth and all things therein in 6 literal days by the Lord Jesus Christ. Scriptural references, Genesis 1, John 1, verses 1 through 3, Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 3 and 10, Colossians 1, verses 15 through 17, Ephesians 3, 9, Revelation 4, 11. Article 3. We believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are the inspired written word of God and the only rule of faith and practice for the church of the living God, and that the authorized King James Version is the only true English translation of the Holy Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, 2 Peter 1, verses 19 through 21, Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Article 4. We believe that as a consequence of Adam's transgression, he fell under the condemnation of God's holy law, and that all his posterity were corrupted in him, so that they have neither the will nor power to deliver themselves from the state of condemnation and death. Genesis 2:17, Romans 5:12 and 19, Romans 3:23, Ephesians 2:1, Romans 8:7. Article 5. We believe that God chose or elected particular persons in Christ before the foundation of the world, and that he predestinated them unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself according to the good pleasure of his will, and that this choice was eternal and unconditional. Scriptural references, Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 5, Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 9, Ephesians 3, 11, Romans 8, 29, 1 Thessalonians 1:4, Romans 9:11, 1 Peter 1:2, 2 Timothy 2:19. Article 6, we believe that when the fullness of the time was come, Christ was sent into the likeness of sinful flesh, being yet without sin, and when he was conceived of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Scriptural references, Luke 1, verses 34 through 35, John 1, verses 1 through 14, Romans 8, 3, Galatians 4, 4, Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 16, Philippians 2, verses 6 and 7. Article 7, we believe that Christ, as God manifest in the flesh, did obtain eternal redemption for the elect upon the cross at Calvary, his suffering, blood, and death constituting a complete and full atonement for their sins, and that the imputed righteousness of Christ is the only ground of their justification before God. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5, Romans 3, verses 21 through 24, Romans 4, verses 6 through 8, Hebrews 9, 28, Hebrews 9, 12, Hebrews 10, 14, Ephesians 1, 7. Article 8, we believe that all who were redeemed by the Son will, in time, be effectually called by the Holy Spirit, or born again, and made partakers of the divine nature. In this work, God operates in a sovereign and irresistible manner without the use of the gospel or any other means outside of the direct, life-giving voice of the Son of God. John 5:25, Romans 8, verses 28 through 34, Ephesians 2, 1 through 5, 2 Timothy 1, 9, Titus 3, 5, Hebrews 2, 11, and Jude 1, verse 1. Article 9, we believe that all who are regenerated or effectually called shall be preserved in grace and kept by the power of God and shall never finally fall away. John 6, verses 37 through 39, John 10, verses 27 through 29, Romans 8, verses 35 through 39, Hebrews 10, 14, 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5. Article 10, we believe that not all of God's elect family will believe and obey the true gospel and persevere in the straight and narrow way that leads to the joys of abundant life in God's kingdom here on earth. But if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2:13, Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14, Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6, 2 Timothy 4:10. Article 11, we believe in the providence of God, but we do not believe that God is the author of sin or that he has predestinated all things. Genesis 50, verses 19 through 20, 1 Corinthians 14:33, James 1, verses 13 through 15. Article 12, we believe that the bodies of all men that fall in death shall come forth at the command of Jesus Christ at his second coming, the just or the redeemed, in likeness of the Lord to live with him eternally in peace, in glory, and the unjust or the unredeemed to everlasting damnation. The bodies of all the children of God that are alive and remain shall be conformed to the image of God, of Christ in a moment's time and twinkling of an eye, and be caught up together with all the elect in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to forever be with him in peace and glory. Our scriptural references, Job 19, verses 25 through 27, Matthew 22, verses 29 through 32, John 5, verses 28 through 29, John 6, 39, Acts 24, 15, Romans 8, verses 21 through 29, 1 Corinthians 15, Ephesians 1, verses 9 through 10, Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21, Colossians 3, 4, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. Article 13, we believe that baptism of the true gospel believers by immersion and the Lord's Supper are ordinances appointed by Christ for the church, that washing of the saints' feet is an example of Jesus Christ to be observed by the church, that only regularly baptized members of like faith and order can commune at the Lord's table or participate in the feet washing service, and that church ordinances are to be administered only by ministers who have been regularly called and come under the imposition of hands by regularly constituted presbytery. Scriptural references, Mark 1, 5, Matthew 26, verses 20 through 30, Acts 8, verses 38 through 39, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 34, John 13, verses 1 through 17, 1 Timothy 4, 14, Titus 1, 5, Hebrews 5, 4. Article 14, We believe that the militant church in the earth, known by several different names over the centuries, but now known by the name of Old Line Primitive Baptist, was established by Christ during his earthly ministry. That Christ is the great head, cornerstone, lawgiver, and sustainer of the church, and that the church is to be preserved in her pure, original state without deviation from the pattern set forth in God's Word. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19, 2 Corinthians 11, 3, Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22, Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 5, Philippians 3, 3, Colossians 1, 18, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17, 1 Peter 2, verses 4 through 6. And finally, Article 15, we believe that the Old Covenant tithing laws are not binding upon the New Testament church, but the members should freely give of their carnal things as they purpose in their hearts and are led of the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:18, Romans 6:14, 1 Corinthians 9, verses 1 through 18, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Hebrews 7:5, and verses 11 through 12. Now, there were a lot of scriptural references here to defend these articles, but what is the mind of the presbytery regarding these articles of faith, or if there is any particular article of faith or wording that is questioned, now is the time to address that, because once these articles are in place, they cannot be changed, according to the rules of the quorum, which I'm going to read in a minute. All right. Motion made and second. Brother Geary. Is that supposed to be chapters 8 and 9? I think it's chapters 8 and 9. The chapter about the unspeakable gift and how it goes on about what they did for the saints coming from Jerusalem, I think it's both chapters. All right. So motion made and second to approve the articles of faith. Is there any discussion, any questions? If not, we'll put it to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, church covenant. Being baptized according to the apostolic mode and desiring to maintain the true principles of Christ to the honor of God and the edification of each other, we do hereby covenant and agree to give ourselves to the Lord and to one another, to worship God together as a religious body, to celebrate His ordinances, to maintain His truth, to contribute to the financial expense of the church and ministry, to abide by the disciplinary rules of the church, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, and to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. Furthermore, we covenant and agree that we will not hold in fellowship any member or church that departs from the doctrine, order, and practice of the church as set forth in God's holy word. Now, a church covenant is the promise that the members make to each other and to the Lord. Every church has one. And it's the promise that when you're baptized that you are making to the church and to the Lord. And it's an important part of the church constitution documents. What is the mind of the presbytery regarding this church covenant that they have adopted to be used? All right. Motion made to approve. Motion made and second to approve. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the final document is the rules of decorum. We've determined their soundness and faith, and now this is decorum means order. This is their rules of order. Number one, the pastor or supply shall serve as moderator. In case of his absence, a moderator pro tem shall be chosen who shall determine on all points of order. The duty of the moderator shall be to keep order, to take the voice of the church on all questions properly brought before conference, and declare the decision. Accordingly, he shall have the right to speak on all questions before conference, provided he place someone on the moderator's seat. He shall have no right to vote unless conference be equally divided. In that case, he shall give the casting vote. Number two, a clerk and treasurer shall be chosen yearly from the membership of the church. In the case of the absence of the clerk, a clerk pro tem shall be chosen. The duty of the clerk shall be to make a correct minute of the proceedings, a conference, and shall transcribe the same into a suitable book that shall be kept for the purpose of maintaining a record. Number three, annual points of reference. A, call for supply. The body shall call for supply, pastor, clerk, and treasurer, annually in the conference held the first Sunday in November. B, communion. The body shall enter into conference on the Saturday prior to the first Sunday in May to hold communion. C, reading of the articles of faith, rules of decorum, and covenant. The proceedings shall be read aloud the first Sunday in April. 4, conference shall be open and closed by prayer or praise. 5, the appellation of brother shall be used in our address to one another. 6, any brother wishing to speak shall rise to his feet and address the moderator, who shall signify his right to the floor by naming the brother or otherwise. 7, no brother shall speak more than once to any proposition until every member wishing to speak shall have spoken, and no more than 3 times without the consent of the conference. 8, no member shall be interrupted while speaking unless he wanders from the subject or uses language of an inappropriate nature. 9, all business shall be brought before conference by motion and second. 10, every motion and second shall come under the consideration of the conference unless withdrawn by him who made it. 11, every case taken up by the church shall be decided or withdrawn before another is offered, and the members present shall have power to transact business. 12, all business coming before conference shall be decided by a majority with the following exceptions. A, the reception of members shall be a unanimous vote. B, the rules of decorum and constitution or church covenant may be altered or amended by a concourse of 2/3 of the church, but the articles of faith shall not be subject to alteration. 13, no member shall leave his seat during conference without permission from the moderator to avoid the appearance of offense. 14, conferences may be convened as often as the needs of the body dictate. However, the church has set aside the first Sunday of each month as a time of normal conference to handle the business of the church. 15, it shall be the duty of the members to fill their seats in conference, and upon failure to do so, notify the church body in the following conference under the heading of acknowledgement. A, if a member fails to attend 2 consecutive conferences or 4 consecutive meeting days, it shall be the responsibility of the church to appoint a committee to investigate the cause of the failure. 16, in all matters of grievances brought before this body, reference shall be given to scriptures so as to assure that we endeavor to follow the pattern set forth regarding church discipline and fellowship. 17, no grievance shall be brought by one member against another unless the pattern shown us in the 18th chapter of Matthew has been fulfilled. 18, any person breaking this decorum shall be reproved at the discretion of the church. 19, conference shall be held using the following order. A, call the conference to order. B, conference shall begin with prayer. C, call for the peace of the church. D, invite brothers and sisters of the same faith in order to sit with us in council if called upon. E, open the doors of the church for the reception of members in any way that we are known to receive members, experience, letter, or relation. F, acknowledgments. G, reference. H, new business. I, reading of the minutes. The minutes shall be read and corrected before conference is adjourned and shall be signed by the clerk. J, adjournment. 20, these rules of decorum have been written so that we may conduct ourselves decently and in order, and that our speech and conversation may be that which is Christ-like, being seasoned with charity, grace, mercy, and truth, and that we may hold fast that doctrine and faith that was once delivered unto the saints, endeavoring to keep the unity of the faith and the bond of charity while not desiring to depart from the pattern given us in the scriptures for the church. Having heard the rules of decorum, what is the mind of the presbytery regarding these rules? Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. All right, so at this point, with these documents determined to be sound and suitable for the constitution of a church, the next thing, you know, the church is not documents, it's not a building, it's the people. And this is where we constitute the church. And so at this time, we will take the letters of everyone desiring to be a charter member of this church. Brother Seth, you already have unions, right? Do you have any others? All right. You have a letter? If you'll give that to Brother Seth, we'll read those. You have any? You want me to read them or you want to read them? All right, first, this is a letter from Union to whom it may be concerned. The following list of members are in good standing with Union Primitive Baptist Church and have requested their church letter. Elder Luke Laird, Sister Jessica Laird, Sister Lindsay Douglas, Brother Gordon Douglas, Sister Brenna Douglas, Brother Connor Douglas, Sister Holly Easley, Brother Jason Easley, Sister Paula Salter, Brother Connery Salter. If you all would stand up, who I just read your name. Is it still your desire to be a part of this? I assume by your presence it is. Okay, thank you. You can be seated. So now the question before the presbytery is to determine the soundness of Union. I hope that's good. And then determine that these members are in good standing and we will receive them in the absence of the church. That's the work of the presbytery before us. So what is the mind of the presbytery in receiving these members as charter members of this church? Motion made to receive them. And second, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right, the next letter that we have is from New Bethel Primitive Baptist Church in Tylertown. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, New Bethel Primitive Baptist Church, while in regular conference on November 23rd, 2025, by unanimous vote, approved a request from Brother Rufus Keith Rushing to transfer his membership to Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Brother Keith Rushing is a member in good standing with New Bethel Primitive Baptist Church. We hope he will continue to be blessed as he endeavors to serve Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you while in service to him and invite each of you to attend service with us whenever possible. Please pray for us and all of Zion that we may worship our Lord and Savior in spirit and truth. In Christian love, Elder Ricky Myers, pastor, Charlotte Rushing, church clerk, and Dennis Rushing. So the question now before us, Brother Keith, if you'd stand up, just so. All right, thank you. Is it still your desire to?
Yes.
Okay, you please be seated. The question for the presbytery is determine the soundness of New Bethel. Now, for those of you out of state, they are in our association, so just keep that in mind. And whether you will receive Brother Keith as a charter member in this constitution. Brother Ricky. All right. Motion made.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay. So now we're going to call for a song. And we are going to get these charter members up here and the presbytery only, but we'll invite everyone to stand and sing, help us sing. The presbytery will extend the right hand of fellowship to these charter members as we stand and sing. Brother Joe,
number 46.
We'll stand and sing number 46. If y'all will come forward, the charter members, please come forward. Don't worry, everyone's going to get a chance to give them the right hand of fellowship. We're just not to that part yet. So the next step is for us to offer. Everyone can please be seated if you'd like, except for the presbytery. If y'all would come and gather around, we're going to offer the dedication, the prayer of dedication. If y'all will come and gather around, and we'll all bow in our own way as Brother Mark Quarles comes and offers the prayer of dedication. We've gone as far as we can with this work. And now we're going to pray for the Lord's divine blessing to bless this newly constituted church. So if y'all bow in your own way and gather around.
Our gracious Father, Lord, what joy fills our heart this day. Lord, we thank Thee for Thy grace and for Thy mercy and for Thy love. Lord, we thank Thee for the church that Thou hast built in a perfect way. Lord, putting what into her, what should be there, and leaving nothing out. Lord, we thank Thee for this church. Lord, we thank Thee, Lord, that Thou hast blessed her. Lord, we thank Thee for those that make her up for a pastor. Lord, and we thank Thee for the way that they are lined up on the chief cornerstone. Lord, we thank Thee for these precious doctrines and articles of faith that they have espoused. Lord, we thank Thee for the preaching and for the worship that's gone on in spirit and in truth. And we pray Thou would ever be with her. Jeez. In a special way. Lord, You describe that church in so many ways in the Scriptures as the body of Christ. Lord, as a building of stones set just where each one needs to be, in their own special place, with their own special gifts to edify Thy precious body. Lord, we pray that Thou would continue to be with Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church in a special way, Lord. Lord, that Thou would lift her up, be with her precious pastor, Lord. We thank Thee so much for him and for his ministry. We pray that Thou would continue to be with them, Lord, in a precious way. Mm-hmm. Lord, You described that church as a garden enclosed. Sister, our spouse. And we pray that as these precious saints worship together week after week and year after year, that, Lord, You come into Thy garden.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and You would taste and smell of these precious fruits. Lord, we thank Thee for Thy sweet promise that You'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, that You'll always be with us. And You've given that sweet promise, Lord, in the communion service, that as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till He come. And we thank Thee, Lord, that there'll still be a people upon this earth when Thou, Thy darling Son, comes with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, that there'll still be a people eating of that bread and drinking of that cup and believing that blood that was shed finished the work on the cross of Calvary. And that body that was broken, Lord, secured eternal redemption for all Thy people. Lord, and we thank Thee so much, and we pray that Thou would, all the churches represented here in Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church, Lord, that they'd still be believing the same things espoused today.
Yes.
Lord, and we thank Thee so much. Lord, sustain her. Be with each member. Lord, help her to grow. Lord, not only in people, because Thy little sheep matters, each one, but also in grace and knowledge of Thee.
Yes.
Lord, we thank Thee so much. Our hearts overflow. Continue to be with them in a precious and wonderful way. We ask all this, Lord, thanking Thee most of all for Thy darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shed His blood on Calvary's tree. One sweet day, we may all be with Thee in heaven and immortal glory. Be with them now, Lord. Be with them in the many years to come. We ask all this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Bless you. God bless you for that sweet prayer, Brother Mark.
this time we're going to ask Elder James Isaacs to come forward and preach the charge to the newly constituted Cornerstone Church Committee, Brother James.
The Bible describes the church as the city of our solemnities. There's no more solemn occasion than for us to come together and do the official work of a presbytery in whatever capacity we function. Today it's the constitution of a church. The solemnity of the occasion is not lost on me. I've been as nervous as a man could be this week, knowing that this time was coming, and I've never been in a constitution service. Been ordained to the gospel ministry 50 years today. Never have witnessed this before, so I don't know what I'm supposed to say. But I'm going to do the best I can with the responsibility. So what I want to do first of all, and I know what time it is, I want to look a little bit at the doctrine of the church. Not the doctrine the church believes, but the doctrine of the church. I believe there is a church that the Lord Jesus set up. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And I believe it's still here. And I believe we're in it today. And if we're not in it, if we're not in the church, we're wasting our time. And worse. So we want to look at that a little. And I'm going to begin in Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Now we have cornerstone reversed. All right. The stone which the builders refused. Those who would build. Brother James Connolly quoted to us this morning, "Except the Lord build the city." There were other men who would have built. There are still men who would build. But their building's not profitable. And generally speaking, the reason their building is not profitable is they have refused the stone that is the chief cornerstone of the Lord's church here in the world. The stone which the builders refused is become. Now, is become becomes past tense. It's actually present perfect, but that's too technical for today's grammar student. So, it's become the headstone of the corner. That's an important passage in Old Testament scripture. I know it is because Matthew refers to it. Mark refers to it. And Luke refers to it. When you find an Old Testament verse referred to by three of the gospel writers, you better sit up and take notice. There is a stone that builders have refused or rejected. But God has placed on that stone a church. Now, The prophet Daniel in chapter 2, verse 44 told us that in the days of these kings, that is the Caesars, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. Now, you don't set up things that are nebulous, things that don't have structure, things that don't have organizational function. You don't set them up. They're just there. When you set something up, there has to be a structure and a function and a way of doing things. So the Lord of heaven will set up, Daniel said, a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So it's never destroyed. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And it's built on a chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Excuse me. I have pondered much the last few days, and I asked the brethren who traveled down here with me yesterday for their thoughts. And, I love them, but they didn't help me a whole lot. And I appreciate these brethren over here, and I haven't had opportunity to ask any of them for their thoughts. But the thought occurred to me, just when in this process does the Lord place the candlestick in a new assembly, a new church? Now, I know that the Lord tells us if we don't behave ourselves in His church, He will take away our candlestick. And I believe God only can do that. I don't think this presbytery has any authority to do that. Well, if we can't take it away, I really don't think it's up to us to put it there. It must be that that's the Lord's doing. And it must be that it's marvelous in our eyes. Now, when you all first started meeting back in 2019, was that what you said? I heard about that first meeting, and I was glad instantly. And I prayed then that the Lord might bless this work. And then when I learned that Brother Luke had been impressed to labor in this way, I felt sure God had heard our prayers and that He was going to bless. And marvelous it is in our eyes that you all have come to the point that you want to be organized to gather, bound together by church covenant, and function as a fully established New Testament church. Now, Brother Quarles, I think, alluded to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 2. This is a charge type statement that Peter makes to church members. He said, as newborn babes. Sometimes we're to stand and be men, and quit ye like men sometimes. But sometimes we're to be like babies. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. I trust and I hope and I charge you, as members of this church, to look forward to your next meeting every week. Look forward to being together, but look forward to hearing the Word of God preached. Set your affection, the apostle charged the Colossian brethren, on things above, not on things of the earth. So that tells me we can set our affection, and you ought to set your affection on hearing the word of the Lord preached. You ought to desire the sincere milk of the word. Don't get tired of hearing the doctrines of grace preached. Now, to me, that's a story that never gets old. I love to hear the sincere milk of the word expounded. I love to think about it. There's much in this book that seems too lofty for me, and there are questions I can't answer, but there are questions I can answer, and I love to think about those things and to have my mind stirred up by way of remembrance with the sincere milk of the word. But there's a purpose in that, and that is that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Certainly you all have tasted that the Lord is gracious, or you wouldn't want to do what we're doing here today. Verse 4. To whom coming? Now we're coming to him. Okay? You this morning are coming to the Lord in service. You're dedicating yourself, you're committing yourself to serving God in this church capacity, in this new church structure. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. We always have to bring that up, don't we? What we believe, brethren, has never been popular in this world. The Sadducees and the Pharisees hated it. Men have hated it ever since. I'm sorry that it's the case. I wish I could tell you, you can preach this and hold to this and folks everywhere will love it. It's just not the case. Folks don't like it. But we like it. I've tasted that the Lord is gracious. Oh, how gracious he's been to us. We look at the beauty of the creation about us. God's been good, has he not? We look at our loved ones who've been blessed to be in his service for many, many years, and God's been good to us in our fellowship together. God's been good. If you've tasted that God is gracious, you ought to want to come to him. Now, if you've never tasted that, I understand why you don't care. But can you say you've not tasted that God is gracious? Don't believe you can. If you know you're a sinner and you believe your sins have been forgiven, God has been gracious. If you've been blessed to sit under the sound of the gospel and have some brother preach to you in power and demonstration of the Spirit that God is on his throne and that he loves you and that he loves his church and that he's going to come again and receive us unto himself, and you've been made to rejoice in that, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And you ought to come unto him as unto a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. God made choice of the Lord Jesus, and he's precious. Amen. Ye also, now this we come to Cornerstone Church now. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. A spiritual house. Doesn't have rafters, doesn't have a roof. Doesn't have outside walls, though there is a wall around Zion. But doesn't have a floor of wood or concrete. But it's a building, and it's a spiritual house. And holy priesthood. Now here's a doctrine that's not commonly understood. But there is a priesthood that exists in the church. And every member of the church is part of this priesthood. Male, female, old, young. All the members of the church are part of this priesthood. And you've been made this priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Even our prayers are to be made in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has only promised to hear our prayer if we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we pray in his name, you know, in thy name, God didn't promise to hear that prayer. He promised to hear us pray if we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our sacrifice of praise when we come together, sacrifice our praise to God, is always through what Jesus has done for us. Now, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. A chief cornerstone. God said, I lay it there. Okay, go with me now to Ephesians chapter 2. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together. The apostle Paul in another place talks about us being compacted together and all the members of the body receiving nourishment from the head, but it has to go through every joint of the body. Okay? Now, I'm going to point at you, but I don't mean you particularly, except as you are a member of Cornerstone, except for Brother Luke. But Brother Luke has a role that's unique in this group. He's the mouth, okay? But somebody's the neck, and somebody's the shoulder, and somebody's the upper arm, and somebody's the hand in this church, all right? If you cut out the upper arm, what happens to the lower arm and to the hand? They get cut off. They're no longer in communication with the head. The role that each member of the church plays is critical to the function of the whole body. If one member goes to sleep on the job, the whole arm, the whole leg, the whole body suffers. In whom all the building, this is the church, the local church, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. What was the temple for? It's a place of sacrifice. So we come to Zion, we come to the church, offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, but that temple is us, builded together by the wise master builder, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Let me park right here for a little while, okay? An habitation of God through the Spirit. You remember when Jesus was here, he said, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. You remember that? God tells us right here the Spirit does have a place to live. The Spirit has a mailing address on earth, brother. Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church is being builded together as a place for the Spirit to inhabit. That's what habitation means. Now look, if you all show up Sunday morning and the Spirit's gone from home that day, you're going to have a dry, dull, Brother Luke's going to have a tough time. It's just not going to flow. It's pretty important that we respect the fact that the Spirit lives here and treat it like the Spirit's home. We ought to behave ourselves in the house of God Because this is where the Spirit of God lives. You remember there was a family that built a room onto their house for Elijah? So when he passed by, he could stop in. And they put in that room, they put a table and a chair and a lamp, candlestick. They put a light. All right. Well, we have this habitation of the Spirit, but the Spirit doesn't need a table because spirits don't eat, but we eat. And in this habitation of the Spirit, God has set for us a table. David said, he prepares a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. I believe God must have given you all a table at which you could eat some time back, or you would have all started going somewhere else by now. There must be a table. But where did that table come from? God prepares this table. And there must be a light. If you're meeting in darkness and coldness without the light of a candle, what do you have? You have an estranged feeling, do you not? An uneasiness. Can't be at peace in the dark. But God has given us a light. The Bible says, the psalmist David said, thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp to my pathway, or the other way around. I never can get that just correct. All right? We have a light. But now, don't keep it turned off all the time. See, you close it like that, there's not much light. You got to have it open. Let the light get out. All right? There's a light here. And yet there's a bed to rest. There remaineth therefore now a rest for the people of God. So you're builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So that's the doctrine of the church. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, the young preacher, and he said, these things write I unto you, hoping that I might shortly come and see you. But that if I tarry long, thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the church of God, which is the house of God. You ought to know how to behave yourself in the house of God. There's a way we ought to behave. In God's house. There's a way the members of the house ought to behave even when they're not in the house. When they're away from the house, they still ought to act like they're citizens of the house. So I'm going to cherry pick just a few right quick. But the apostle told us, let nothing be done through strife or envy. Get rid of it. Don't let strife get among you. The life of a church depends on being able to eliminate the strife. And envy will cause strife to occur. You ought to think enough of your home church that you would bear hurt rather than project strife. And envy. Now, God has given us a solution for dealing with trespass in Matthew 18, and your rules of decorum require you to deal with those things in that way. Don't ever bypass Matthew 18 when it's applicable. You'll tear a church up if you bypass that scripture. I've heard people tell me that it won't work in my case. Well, it will work in your case if you work it. If you don't use it, it won't work. Let nothing be done through strife or envy. Paul tells us to let brotherly love continue. Don't interfere with brotherly love. Now, you're going to be meeting together, and you're going to be working together, and you're going to spend a good bit of time together, and sometimes one of the other folks in this group is going to get on your nerves a little bit. That's just human nature. That just happens. And when that happens, you go home and pray. Lord, help me to be forgiving. Lord, help me to be patient. Lord, help me not be a burden. Lord, help me not disturb the unity of the church. Let brotherly love continue. Strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit in bonds of peace. Those are things that we need to do. We need to do as individual members. We need to get along with each other. We need to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And then, and there always has to be the hard part, withdraw thyself from every brother that walketh disorderly. It's hard. It's hard, but it has to be done sometimes. Years ago, I moderated a conference when a charge had to be brought against a young sister and the old deacon brother that rose bring the charge. She had been arrested for shoplifting. He broke down in tears and he prayed before he brought his charge. Lord, help me to live so nobody will ever have to bring a charge against me in the house of God. And then he stated the matter and the church faithfully dealt with it. Not much else we can do sometimes. Don't ever get to the point you enjoy it. Don't ever get to the point that you say, well, you know, I'm glad we got to get rid of that one. No. It needs to hurt. It needs to hurt every time we have to withdraw ourselves from a brother. There ought to be tears. They ought to be tears of sorrow. If that's ever necessary, and I say if it will be, it just happens. But God bless you, brethren, to stand firm for the soundness of the doctrine, for good order and good discipline in your church. And I'm convinced if you'll do it, the Lord will bless you to grow in number. He'll bless you to grow in fellowship. He'll bless you to be a light in this world to poor, bleeding children of God until he comes again. I'm convinced it's so. May God help you to do that, is my prayer. Thank you, Brother James. Lord bless you. Brother PJ. Brother Joseph. Brother Shane.
I've not known how to do it, but you sure did it.
At this point, the work of the presbytery is complete, so we'll ask the clerk to read the minutes of the presbytery.
November 29th, 2025, Ruth, Mississippi. Union Primitive Baptist Church went into conference with opening prayer by Elder David Crawford. Invited brother and sister to same faith and order to seat with us in council. Call for the peace of the church, all in peace. Reference. Brother Danny Easley, the spokesman for Union Primitive Baptist Church, reported that the church voted to move forward with the church constitution. Ask all ordained help to form a presbytery. and asked Brother Danny if he was satisfied with the presbytery, and he answered in the affirmative. No motion and second, unanimous vote. Elder James Connolly was appointed moderator. On motion and second, Brother Seth Touchstone was appointed church clerk. And on motion and second, unanimous vote, Elder James Isaac was to preach the charge. And on motion and second, unanimous vote, Elder Mark Horst offered the ordination prayer. Read the articles of faith, and on motion and second, unanimous vote by the presbytery was satisfied. Read the rules of the quorum, and on motion and second, unanimous vote, the presbytery was satisfied. Read the church covenant, and on motion and second, unanimous vote, the presbytery was satisfied. On motion and second, unanimous vote, accepted the dismission of members in good standing from union, which are Elder Luke Laird, Sister Jessica Laird, Sister Lindsay Douglas, Brother Gordon Douglas, Sister Brenna Douglas, Brother Connor Douglas, Sister Holly Easley, Brother Jason Easley, Sister Paula Salter, Brother Connery Salter, and on motion and second, unanimous vote, accepted dismission from New Bethel Church, Brother Keith Rushing. These members were given the right hand of fellowship from the presbytery. Brother James Isaac preached the charge. Well, I got ahead. Brother Mark Quarles offered the ordination prayer, and then Brother James Isaac preached the charge.
All right, I think it's just caught up. What's the mind of the presbytery on the reading of the minutes? You can just omit the union part at the beginning. We'll just have a separate minutes of just the presbytery part. So what's the mind of the presbytery in the reading of the minutes?
Brother James.
Brother Mickey.
As Philip said, indicated in there on that dismissal letter for Brother Keith Rushing, that's New Bethel, Tylertown.
Oh, okay. What did we have there? Oh, yeah, Lexi. Is that what it was? Okay. All right, we'll make that distinction. Yep. All right, any other additions or corrections? If not, we'll entertain them. Yes, yes. On the prayer, let's use the word dedication instead of ordination. Yep. In two places it's in there? Okay. Yeah, we'll make that correction. All right.
He referred to himself as the clerk of Union Church.
That's right.
He should refer to himself as the clerk of the presbytery.
Yep.
On that one item.
Yeah, on the one where we're reading not selected Seth Touchstone, say clerk of the presbytery instead of union. Yep, thank you. It's hard when you're so used to saying union on everything, that do it differently. Okay. Did y'all hear anything else that we need to address? Correct? Okay. If not, we'll entertain a motion and second for the minutes to be approved. Motion made and second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. For those of us who've been in that duty, we know what that is like. So. All right, so at this time we are going to entertain a motion second for the presbytery to be dissolved, but your work is not complete until you sign the certificate, which we'll do later when we do the handshake, and your work is not complete until you have the picture with the newly constituted church. So nobody run off. We've got to get that part done, but we are officially going to dissolve to be able to move on. So we'll entertain a motion and second for the presbytery to be now dissolved.
So the moderator, I shall move that we dissolve the
presbytery. All right. Motion made and second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Yes, so just I'll go ahead and tell you. There's going to be a document here for the elders. I'm going to put one on this side for the deacons. They'll all be combined in the same document, but they'll be separated for us to sign. So whenever we have a handshake, the elders will be on this side of the table and the deacons on this side. And we'll address that then, and we'll let you know. Okay, so now at this time, the presbytery is dissolved, so we're going to be back in conference at Union. We were at reference. Now it's new business. We don't have any new business. We don't have any new business. It's now. So we'll entertain a motion from the members at Union for conference to be adjourned. And we've already heard the minutes read, so we will skip that. Is there a motion? Motion made for conference to be adjourned here at Union. And second, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right. So, presbytery's dissolved. Conference of Union's adjourned. So now, Cornerstone Pyramid Baptist Church is now seated in conference to take care of the business that may come before her. The first item of conference at Cornerstone is to select a moderator. Brother Connery.
Brother moderator, I'd like to make a motion to Elder Luke Laird.
All right, motion made and second for Elder Luke Laird. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, same sign. All right, Brother Luke, if you'll come up and moderate. Do you have a microphone? Let me give you mine.
He must think somebody else wants to come down today. I know.
Thank you. that.
I'm going to offer prayer, and then when we start baptizing, we're going to baptize. So we're going to offer prayer now, if y'all would bow with us. Our most gracious, ever to be adored Heavenly Father, once again we humble ourselves with thy rich throne of grace. Father, we're so grateful for thy bountiful blessings that you pour out upon us. We're grateful, Lord, for thy watch care over us. We're grateful, Father, for thy blessings upon this little congregation that thou hast called out and set apart. We just pray thy blessings upon them and these that are joining here this day. We pray, Father, that thou would bless us to always conduct ourselves in a way that be honoring and pleasing in thy name, O Lord. That thou would never be ashamed to call us brethren. We know that you never would be, O Lord. But we just pray that we could enjoy thy sweet fellowship in this place all the days of our life. And Lord, if thou seest fit, bless us, O Lord, that as long as thy kingdom continues, on that glorious day that the sky rolls back of thy great return, we pray they be brethren, meeting in the same way, in the same fashion at Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church, endeavoring to serve thee, O Lord, in spirit and truth. Father, bless us to serve thee in an acceptable manner. And we are so cautious to give thee all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, for thou art worthy, O Lord. And this day, Lord, we praise thee in thy great sacrifice, in these that have come forward professing their belief in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in him alone do we have salvation and redemption, Father. The work that he's done solely by himself, and he hath forever perfected us. Thankful, Father, that thou hast revealed these truths unto us that we might rejoice in them. And we pray that you'd bless us, O Lord, as we continue on, that we would serve thee in an acceptable manner. For us, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Double obedience to thee, our Heavenly Father, and upon profession of faith, I baptize this, my precious sister Melissa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Song, Christians, if your hearts are warm, ice and snow can do no harm. Yes, sir. In humble obedience to thee, our Heavenly Father, upon profession of faith, I baptize this, my precious brother Terry, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In humble obedience to thee, our Heavenly Father, and perform profession of faith, I baptize this, my precious sister Mallory, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In humble obedience to thee, our Heavenly Father, and upon profession of faith, I baptize this, my precious sister Melissa, name of
Eva.
Eva, Lord have mercy. I knew that, sister. We got to make sure we get that right. Sister Eva, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. there's anybody else that wants to join, now would be the time to let us know. Thank you.
They do. We will later. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's... Yes, we're going to do it another time. Yes, sir. I got it. The clerk's got it, brother. We're going. Yes, sir, Brother Doug, if you would read when you're ready.
From Salem Primitive Baptist Church. Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Dear brothers and sisters of Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church, we hope this letter finds you well. Salem Primitive Baptist Church met in conference on November 23rd, 2025. A motion was made and seconded to transfer the letter of membership from Salem Primitive Baptist Church to Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church, Brother Taylor Fleming. We pray the Lord will continue to bless the dear brother and the family of Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church along with all the Lord's people. In Christian love, Salem Primitive Baptist Church, Elder Lonnie Mazingla Jr., and Sister Sherry McClatchy, church clerk.
Thank you, brother. The reason that letter was sent like that was dependent upon, it was conditional upon the constitution of this church. Brother Lonnie lived in a time when it had trunk Baptist. And didn't want nobody carrying their letter with them somewhere. That was what that was about. So we don't have any trunk Baptists. We got Cornerstone Baptist. So we have that letter. We've received that. Now, if y'all would, go ahead with that number, Brother James. And we'll strike hands with them. God bless you, Brother James. Thank you so much for allowing us that opportunity. Now that we have a body, we would open the floor at this time for nominations for a name to call this body by. So what would the nominations be? Brother Connery. That's right. Two words. Very good. Motion and second. Any further nominations? Entertain a motion. Nominations be closed. Do we have a second? Second. All in favor, let me know by saying aye. Any opposed, like sign, and state your reasons. All in favor of going by the name Cornerstone, let me know by saying aye. Let me rephrase that. Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Let me get all of that in there. Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Any opposed, like, sign, and state your reason. Very good. This time we'll open the floor for nominations to... You know, I'm going to tell you, what's amazing is how good God's been. I had no idea when I left Alabama where I was going. I knew... I've not been unyoked since 2002. I've served churches since 2002. And in 2021, when I resigned to the care of the church where I was serving at, I was a man without a country. It was a weird time in my life. And I didn't know where I was going to go, and I was just waiting for the Lord to show me the next step. And what's amazing is I got this desire to move back home, and I thought to myself, why in the world would I go back home? They have more preachers than you can shake a stick at, and every time you bump a bush, one falls out. I had no idea why I'd be going back to Mississippi. And when I got back, it wasn't long that the brethren asked me to start meeting up there with them, and I felt at home again. It's just a blessing how God provides. There's two things that the church really needs. They need a pastor, and they need some deacons. And we were blessed that Brother Connery and Sister Paula moved across the country and moved into our part of the country. And their membership's there at Cornerstone. And Brother Connery was ordained at Antioch Church in the Antioch Association down in South Alabama. And we're thankful that for right now, the Lord gives you what you need. So at this time, we'd open the floor for nominations for a brother to serve as deacon at this point in time. Thank you, Brother Jason. Motion is second. Brother Connery serves as a deacon for Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Any further nominations? This time, it doesn't mean we ain't going to come back and address it in the future, but we got what we need right now. Any further nominations? If not, we'd entertain the motion. Nominations be closed. Nominations being closed, we have Brother Connery presented to be set aside to serve as a deacon for Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. All in favor, let me know by saying aye. Any opposed, like sign, and state your reason. Next item of business. We'll open the floor at this point in time for nominations to serve as treasurer for Cornerstone. What nominations do we have for treasurer? Brother Connery. Brother Connery is. Brother Jason Easley to serve as. Any further nominations? Entertain a motion. Nominations be closed. It's just a nomination. Nominations closed.
Yes.
Motion. Second. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Thank you. All in favor of Brother Colin, Brother Jason Easley to serve as treasurer, let me know by saying aye. Any opposed, like, sign, and state your reasons. Very good. Next, we'll open the floor for nominations to serve as pastor. Any nominations to serve as pastor? And look, it doesn't have to be me, Brother Connor. We have a nomination. Any further nominations? All in favor of closing the nominations, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like, sign, and state your reasons. We have a nomination on the floor for Elder Luke Laird to serve as the pastor of Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. All in favor, let me know by saying aye. Any opposed, like, sign, and state your reason. And I graciously accept the call to serve you. I am thankful for what the Lord has done and hope to spend many times with you. Having no further business at this time, Brother Doug, you may read the minutes when you are ready. I'll tell Brother Doug, don't be nervous either, because this is everybody done admitted this is their first time doing something like this, and I promise you, nobody has served as a clerk for a newly formed church at a constitution before either. So,
Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church entered into conference for the first time following the Constitution on Saturday, November the 29th, 2025. Elder James Connolly served as the moderator pro tem immediately following the Constitution. The orders of business are as follows. We open the floor for nominations to select a moderator. Upon motion by Connery Salters and second by Jason Easley, Elder Luke Laird was nominated to serve as moderator. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Jason, The nominations were closed. Upon unanimous vote and motion carried, and Elder Luke Laird assumed the duties of moderator. Then the floor was opened for the nomination to serve as clerk. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Jason, Brother Gordon Douglas was nominated to serve as church clerk. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Jason, the nominations were closed. Upon unanimous vote, the motion carried, and Brother Gordon Douglas was asked to, if he accepted the responsibility to serve as church in that capacity, which I did. He confirmed the desire to serve in this capacity and assumed the responsibility as clerk. At the time, the doors of the church were open to reception of new members. Sister Eva Rushing, Brother Terry Rushing, Sister Mallory Fleming, Brother Taylor Fleming, Sister Melissa Rushing, Brother Spencer Touchstone, and Sister Anna Touchstone were all joined. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Connery, the church voted unanimously to receive Sister Eva Rushing. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Connery, the church voted unanimously to receive Mallory Fleming. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the church unanimously voted Brother Taylor Fleming to be accepted by letter. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the church voted unanimously to receive Brother Terry Rushing. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the church voted unanimously to receive Sister Melissa Rushing. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the church voted unanimously to receive Sister Anna Touchstone. By motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the church voted unanimously to receive Brother Spencer Touchstone. At this time, the candidates for baptism, do we need to say we close to enter into baptism or just?
No, okay. We paused.
At this time, candidates for baptism were Sister Melissa Rushing, Brother Terry Rushing, Sister Mallory Fleming, and Sister Eva Rushing. We were baptized by Elder Luke Laird and then extended the right hand to full church fellowship by the newly constituted members of the church. Then the floor was opened for nominations for the name of the church. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Keith, the name Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church was nominated. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the nominations were closed. Upon a unanimous vote, and the motion carried, and the church body selected the name Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. At this time, the floor is open for nominations for a brother to serve as deacon. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, Brother Connery Salters was nominated to serve as deacon. Upon motion by Brother Jason and second by Brother Keith, the nominations were closed. Upon the unanimous vote, Brother Connery Salter was called to serve as the deacon. And he was previously ordained by his office to this office by an orderly sister church that we hold in fellowship from the Antioch Association. At this time, the floor was open to the nominations of treasurer. Motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Keith. Brother Jason Easley was nominated to serve as church treasurer. Upon motion by Brother Keith and second by Brother Connery, the nominations were closed. Upon unanimous vote, the motion carried that Brother Jason Easley was called to serve as the church treasurer. Brother Jason Easley was asked if he accepted the responsibility to serve in the church in this capacity. He answered in the affirmative. Do you accept the office?
He did not.
Thank you. Then the floor is open for nominations for pastor. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Keith, Elder Luke Laird was nominated to serve as pastor. Upon motion by Brother Connery and second by Brother Keith, the nominations were closed. Upon unanimous vote, the motion carried that Elder Luke Laird was called to serve as pastor of Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church. Elder Luke Laird then addressed the church and accepted the call to serve as pastor of Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church.
Any corrections to the minutes? If not, we'd entertain a motion they stand as read and become a permanent part of church record and that we adjourn. We get all that in one? Motion by Brother Jason. Second. Any discussion? All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign and state your reason. That adjourns our conference. Thank you for being patient with us. We had a lot of work to get done in a short while. Brother James, I'll turn it back over to you, dear brother.
This time we'll ask all the members of the Cornerstone Primitive Baptist Church to come forward, and we're going to give everybody an opportunity to give them the right hand of fellowship. Brother Joe, if you've got a number for us, we'll stand and start singing.
Number two. Number two.
All right, we've got a few quick announcements. First of all, we want a picture immediately after we dismiss with our newly constituted members and the presbytery. I know the presbytery is starting to disappear, but if you see a member of the presbytery, tell them they got to get back in here for the picture that we're going to have right after we dismiss. Also, there is a book out front that this church has asked everybody to sign so that they have a record of who all was here. So please sign that book up front in the lobby after we dismiss. Also, after we dismiss, we're going to have lunch next door, and we want everyone to stay and eat with us. The hour is late. You don't want to drive and go find something else. Just go ahead and eat here. We've got food here, so please stay and eat with us. And Brother Luke fixed the meat. He said there's plenty of it, so that sounds good. All right, so we've got a service tonight at Mount Gilead. We'd like to announce 7 o'clock, I believe. If anyone's here from Mount Gilead, I believe there's service at 7 o'clock. Go ahead, Brother David. Anything else to add? Okay. Service at 7 at Mount Gilead tonight. We'll have a service here tomorrow morning. We have invited Elder Philip Conley and Elder David Crawford to preach for us. Love to have you be with us at 10:30 in the morning. I know most people have to go to their respective churches, but we want to extend that invitation for you to be with us next tomorrow. Any other announcements we need to mention before dismissed? If any deacon or elder has not signed this document, I've got it here, and ask that you please find me so we can get that signed. Any other announcements before dismissed? Recently diagnosed with a tumor in his...
Yep.
All right.
But the Lord knows. He's a faithful healer. He's a great physician.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, we're going to have a prayer of dismissal. I'm going to ask Elder Joe Myers to lead us in prayer. And also, please ask the blessing on the food, Brother Joe.